podbot.ai.
If you already hold an associate's degree from an accredited junior college, you may be able to take 60 more credits toward your bachelor's. For instance, if you earn an undergraduate degree at Granite State College, you could receive 10% off the cost of an advanced program, such as their master's program in project management. Even better, with GBC's prior learning and experience program, prospective students can start a path to a bachelor's degree. Employers know someone who takes time to learn the essentials could earn more for a business, and they are equipped with coaching for the use of tools in the future as new programs are brought into the workplace. Preparing for the Microsoft Office exams is one of the best things that can be done for anyone in any career. Let us look just one of the sections in an Office 2016 exam, like how about the all-famous Word? You can set up your website, or you can use an online learning platform, making your offerings accessible to students. Look for business ideas in which you could offer services using online platforms that are free to join. Your operations can primarily take place online or by phone, so it is one of the many home-based business ideas that does not require a lot to start. These business ideas come with little overhead costs, too, provided that you have the expertise and connections needed to start. If you are looking for a small business idea that can start for $100 or less, there are a few industries and niches that are worth considering. If you are looking for some motivation or inspiration to jumpstart your startup, you will find below 50 self-started business ideas you can start for under $100. To start building your portfolio, partner with some nonprofits in your local area, or offer your services for a discounted price to local business owners. To start, check in with a few local businesses in your area to see if they are looking for help on blog posts or creating other info products, like reports or short ebooks. There are tons of job boards online where you can advertise your services and contact clients looking for help. If you provide a service that helps job seekers stand out from the rest of the applicants and stand a better chance at getting the job they want, you can create a thriving business helping others. Many online businesses offering services or digital products do not need much upfront investment. Those offering professional services such as business consulting or marketing support typically charge a higher fee per service than those offering merely help with tasks or data input. Most established companies offer starting costs of less than $100, and offer training and support from the team to help you be successful. Becoming an independent business owner is the goal for many would-be entrepreneurs, but knowing exactly which business to launch and being able to afford startup costs can be barriers. If you are exploring career paths that do not require a college degree, there are some unique, well-paying jobs that you might want to consider. Thrun's online education startup now offers 11 courses, free of charge, in subjects like computer programming, statistics, and mathematics, as well as the Robocar Programming Workshop, which is co-hosted by Thrun. Thrun says that Thrun's online ed startup will always have a free route, but that he ultimately plans to charge for certificates or advanced features like live chat. Thrun lets his Udacity students know that he is a Stanford professor, but knows that he cannot push Udacity to become the channel for top Stanford professors. Running Thrun's own online education startup is now his full-time job, even as he has a 20% commitment to Stanford as a research professor, mentoring graduate students. When Thrun started to sketch out his online courses in summer 2011, he briefly considered ways of offering some of Stanford's cachet to a free online student. He wanted to ignite a teaching revolution, one where top instructors around the world teach highly interactive classes online, which would allow them to reach 100,000 students at once, globally. Thanks to the global boom in inexpensive, high-speed internet connections, such courses could be transmitted worldwide at a cost of only 50 cents to $1 per student. Best of all, if you are a graduate student studying online at Marshall University, you can expect to pay only $303 per credit hour. You can even design your own inexpensive online degree through the Bachelor's of
Arts in Multidisciplinary Studies. To help you shop, we have put together our picks of the best-rated air fryers that can be purchased for less than $100, and they are all designed with important features, such as adjustable temperature ranges and a timer. While higher-end air fryers, such as ones priced $150 and up, can be a little larger, include more racks, or have various accessories, you can also find good options that are less expensive. This 6-quart air fryer is built with a touchscreen activated display, and it can air fry, broil, heat, or dehydrate foods in temperatures from 90 to 400 degrees F. The GoWise 3.7-quart air fryer also lets you adjust temperatures from 170 to 400 degrees F and set up a timer of up to 30 minutes. If you would like to program the cooking settings manually, you can set the timer and select the temperature from 50 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, adjusting in increments of 5 degrees. You can select between 175 and 400 degrees F, and cook time of up to 60 minutes. You can also set the 4-quart Kasori air fryer temperature to as high as 450 degrees F, and the cook time up to 60 minutes, manually. You can also set the temperature yourself from 100 to 450 degrees F and select a cooking time.
Episode 1718 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Miriam Lucas. Adios.